Hey, it's Chet here at Worldwide Sax. I lined up two tenors. We'll do a tenor sound file with three different mouthpieces. Two Selmers. We're going to start out with a Selmer Mark VI, serial number 135, dates it to 1966. And the second Selmer is a 1930 new large bore. Serial number is 13,000, and it happens to be gold plate. The Selmer Mark VI has nylon resonators, and the large bore has metal resonators. It has yet to be rebuilt. And the three mouthpieces will be a Selmer Short Shank Soloist C-Star. It's the first one. Tip measures 70. And the second mouthpiece is an Autolink New York Double Band. Bob Carpenter refaced to 6 double star or 97 at the tip. It's from the 1950s as well. And third will be my Tonalin. Brillhart Tonalin. Tip at 85. It says a 5 on it. All on the same read. It's a Van Doren Java 2.5. Here's your Selmer Mark VI on the first mouthpiece, the Soloist C-Star. Switching over now to the new large bore, same mouthpiece. Now switching over to a second mouthpiece, here's the Autolink New York Double Band, tip at 97 on your Selmer Mark VI. Alright, switching over, same mouthpiece, Autolink on the new large bore. Here's the Selmer Mark VI again on my Brillhart Tonalin 5, tip 85, and just feels like home to me, so gonna make it lush and beautiful. And the Tonalin on the new large bore. I think you can hear there is a little bit more punch on every mouthpiece on the new large bore. And they say that this is the first Selmer to start truly sounding like the Selmer that we know of today. But made in 1930, put some big resonators like it has. I think I want to do that for the rebuild, but I'll yield that to the new owner. This horn has some good power, could go in rock and roll, can be sweet and sultry in jazz, or it could sit in the collection room and be beautiful. Don't we wish?